question out there to the CEO that was cheating on his wife. Sorry, dude. Funk that. You got busted, you little douchebag. You think you're better than everyone? In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, we the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what today is?
This is the day we've been waiting for.
We've been waiting for this day.
What day? Today?
Friday is finally here.
Finally.
Why are you so excited by this?
Why are you getting so excited?
Why am I getting so excited?
Well, it's been a long week.
8 more hours?
8 hours?
Oh, man. Can't wait that long.
Well, then we best get going.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Before we get into the opening segment, let's go through the inbox.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. See this first one. Ryan, I saw your rant about iHeartRadio and the Joe Show got muted on TikTok. What happened? So I posted that little rant I did talking about iHeartRadio and the Joe Show, and it got muted on TikTok. What happened was I went to click on it, and it said community standards, and it said iHeartRadio or something. So I'm wondering if somebody over there tried to shut me down. So you know what I did? I appealed it and I won. Very, very strange. You can talk about me all you want, but when I do, I'm the bad guy. Man, Funk Dad. So that happened. Second of all, Ryan, it feels good that somebody called out Joe from the Joe Show. I've worked a few events with him, and he is an absolute douche. No. I was just saying that Hoppy Hour is Joe's favorite show. Next comment. The Joe Show is better than you'll ever be. Thanks. War of the Roses is not my thing. So if you're into that, you're into that. Next comment. Ryan, you look like a lesbian. I do look like a nice, cute lesbian whenever I have, you know, spiky hair and I'm doing my thing. Next comment. Ryan, I cannot believe you were able to interview Tom Griswold of the Bob and Tom Show. Yes, that was very, very surreal. I very much appreciate it. And also, let's see what we got this comment from. Let me turn this off. I'm curious. It's from a guy named John O'Connell, who's a Celta listener. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know, I made best local radio station, best podcast, best radio personality, and best radio show. And John O'Connell commented on my announcement video. Let's see what he had to say. I'm sure it's going to be something mean. Because usually if you only leave a comment, but you don't leave a like, he said, glad you're getting after it. That's how much trauma I have, is that I think the world's against me. It's called trauma. Also here in Hoppy's inbox, I gotta really stop assuming everyone's out to get me. Sometimes I feel like when I get too comfortable, that's when things get really bad. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes when I'm like, oh, the whole world likes me, things get ugly. Run over those efforts at the No King protest. Make them part of the pavement. The end. Yeah. We'll get to that. We have a news clip about it. There was the protest that happened on West Bay Drive that was blocking traffic. And I've often said, if you want your protest to be taken seriously, if you want your protest to be respected, you shouldn't be blocking traffic.
Mm-hmm. This is not headline news. A tech CEO was caught on the kiss cam at a Coldplay concert with a woman other than his wife. So much for the private box. The movie Smurfs opens today. The Smurfs live in a village with only one woman. No wonder all the guys are blue. A new study shows the primary cause of obesity is poor eating habits.
Yeah.
Or as Americans call it, eating habits. And Alaska was named the worst U.S. state to do business in.
Oh, look at these two. Either they
offer free daily...
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
So you got caught with a married man. That doesn't mean you don't have rights. I'm Alex Trimble from Side Piece Law. Whether you're a mistress, a side chick, or the girl that does things that his wife won't, Side Piece Law has represented homewreckers since 2006. We offer free daily consultations right around lunchtime at the nearby Hampton Inn. So if your affair was exposed on the Jumbotron at a Coldplay concert, you might be entitled to compensation. Other attorneys will leave you unsatisfied.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
You know, they're like, shut up, Chris Martin! And we'll get to that in a second. Last night, Stephen Colbert made an announcement that everybody's going to miss.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May.
Yeah, I'm sure calling out the network on your monologue about Paramount Plus, I'm sure they love that, especially a humor-filled company like CBS.
Mm-hmm. And
if there was a way to describe his late-night tenure, it'd be this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
I'm about to kick y'all in the forehead with these chucks.
Yeah! Wiz! Dade County 305.
Fearless souls.
I got some chucks on my feet. Hey. I got them chucks on my feet. Let's do this. I got chucks on my feet. Chucks on my feet. You know how much I freaking love this show, by the way? My last 18 minutes I recorded, which was really good, got deleted. So I'm doing a take two on it. So be grateful that I am here.
Hell begins. Turn it up loud. Let's get in the mix. From safety to the world, we bringing the fix. Yo, it's happy hour. Hour, we about to go live. Tampa Bay News, it's the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves, we got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On Hoppy Hour, where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix.
Bringing the 856. 49 Hoppy. Yeah, the Adobe audition was like, we're just going to crash and get rid of the last 15 minutes.
Again, national waves and the city's his friend. Talking headlines, man, you can't resist. Mm. Every scoop hitting harder than a clenched fist.
Whatever.
Tampa Bay News, we making it spin.
I'm so freaking deflated right now. But let's talk about this.
Right now, dozens of people are gathered at Largo Central Park joining the national Good Trouble protest.
As I was on my way to 1661 West Bay Drive to go to Southeast Botanicals, these freaking mutants were blocking the road. And I've often said, if your protest blocks the road and blocks traffic, people are always going to think about that protest blocking their view. You know what I mean? So like, if you're blocking traffic, I'm always going to think of it as, oh, they were the reason I was late.
They're speaking out against the Trump administration as they mark 5 years since the death of Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. 10 Tampa Bay's Miguel Octavio is right there tonight. These protests just getting underway. And Miguel, tell us what's happening. What are you seeing out there?
Well, Courtney, just speaking with people.
Have us have 10.
Here on the ground, they are not happy with President Trump's nearly first 6 months in office. They are out here protesting a number of his policies and actions. It was just about less than an hour ago when a number of people here gathered just on the sidewalk by Largo Central Park holding signs.
I love how they think this is going to accomplish something. Now, I know in America, you have the right to protest. I am not trying to rip into that, even though I kind of am. But when you're blocking traffic and making it about you, it's no good.
Demonstrating against some of his policies and actions, a wide range of actions.
I'm just thinking like these boomers got what? At a maximum 32 years left on this planet. I am being exact. If you live to 100. And you're spending your time getting mad about him?
But many of the causes protesters stand for include his immigration policies and changes to Medicaid under the president's One Big Beautiful Bill.
I just cannot imagine in this short lifetime we're getting. I know you might not like what Trump's doing, but you're blocking traffic.
Meanwhile, Republicans we spoke would say they applaud the Trump administration this year. They're hoping this will help eliminate debt, decrease taxes.
Well, it's not.
And keep communities safer through his immigration policies.
Nothing Trump has ever done has ever helped out that.
As well.
And I think the Democrat Party really needs to refocus itself and say, what can I do best for America? Not
stop being douchebags.
For the least of our criminals and people who are exploiting our system.
Oh, really? And then here's this organizer.
She sounds like every woman from Largo.
America. And democracy has to be tended to.
Tended to, like my dentures.
For it to survive, a plant needs to be tended to.
Yeah.
And this is what it's like, tending a democracy.
Tending democracy.
I just want to finish this by saying, if you really want to get your point across, if you really want people out there to respect you, do not block traffic. When you keep doing that, we don't.
Hailey Bieber is setting the record straight on her business. The model's rep is responding to rumors that Justin Bieber waited to settle his financial dispute with former manager Scooter Braun until after Hailey's Rhodes skin deal was secured. With the 28-year-old's rep telling the Daily Mail July 17th, the historic sale of Rhodes is a huge accomplishment for Hailey and is completely separate from her husband and his business affairs. This clarification comes following speculation that Justin didn't have the money to pay Scooter the $31.5 million he owed the former record executive for canceled shows and unpaid commissions. However, neither Justin nor Scooter have publicly addressed the financial agreement. Mm. As for Hailey, the model-turned-beauty mogul reached a major career milestone, selling her brand Rhodes Skin for $1 billion earlier this year.
A lot of money.
With Haley, who plans to stay on as the company's chief creative officer, announcing the news in a May 28th Instagram post, writing
on.
When I launched Rode in 2022, I always had big dreams for the company. And the most important thing to me is to keep bringing Rode to more spaces, places, and faces globally.
I'm glad you have goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had the goal of ruining Justin's relationship.
I think he has a newborn child. I think he's married. I think that life is not easy. People should, if they really respect him, they should leave him and his family alone.
Yeah, I agree, Scooter. The problem is they're not going to.
It's an emotional time in my life for sure.
Scooter Braun defending Justin Bieber 1 year after retiring from music management and 2 years since he and the pop star parted ways professionally.
And if they really did care, they would give him an opportunity to be a human being.
I feel like Scooter Braun's not always the problem.
Look at these guys, man.
Not saying he's a good guy.
Look at these guys, man.
The interview on the Question Everything podcast coming a week after Justin dropped his surprise album, Swag. It's his first...
He's got swag, bruh!
...solo release in 4 years.
It actually is not a bad album. I almost said CD. It's so good. I was listening to it. I am a closet Bieber believer or whatever.
And some of the new songs appear to address headlines about the musician's alleged marriage troubles.
I gotta skip over this because of copyright. It's the story of my life. Let me see here.
Me recently.
Let me skip over this. Copyright, sorry.
I think that's what happens with relationships like that. They ebb and they flow and they go up and down.
That is.
Yeah, Scooter's relationship with Justin is complicated. The former record exec discovered Bieber on YouTube in 2007 when he was just 13. Scooter wasn't much older, in his mid-20s at the time.
I feel a lot of guilt. I never understood really putting in the time.
He's got a deep voice. He could have done some radio voiceover.
To make sure mental health is addressed.
Mm. But he remained Justin's right-hand man until 2023. That's when Justin, along with Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, and other superstars, all dropped Scooter as their manager.
Scooter seemed like he had potential to be the greatest boss ever.
I want to be my own person. I want to do things that are new and exciting. And
then a lot of things happened. Mm. And I think over time, you know, each one of us is making decisions for our own personal life. And sometimes you drift. Sometimes a lot of people get in between.
Whatever.
At the time, a source told ET the splits were a long time coming because Scooter's artists felt undervalued and underappreciated.
Sounds like radio. Did I say that out loud? No, I didn't say that out loud on my show.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Him and us, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. See, now Mason Dixon had the Friday chant and the Friday festivities in Tampa Bay Radio. Well, I have the every day my weekend.
Rain, but try your leap.
Okay,
nigga, I'm just light skin. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson, PC.
My eyes look like it's Christmas.
Yeah. Sweat it, I'm amazing. Come out with Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm a raid.
Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan.
My car sits so high. Don't stop, no, bitch, I land. And all this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me five all
bottles of that goose, I get a loose man.
For real, baby, you playing. Do that on a handstand. I do this shit every day. Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5. Me expect that you alive. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get Kentucky Fried. Hearses to be verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's. Moving in between your girl thighs. Me, surprise.
Hey, every day my weekend. And then I ball. When I ball, every day my weekend. We gon' ball.
Jockin' like a motherfucker. 30, we get pure bottle. Poppin' like a motherfucker. Friday, we get figure eight. You know I fuck with Bush. Overdosin' on the strong, rollin' quarters of the cook. Club Miami Saturday. Girls, the baddest in my book. I just roll right on in while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all with Club Atlanta Station in my nigga Q ain't low. Chicken see the insides. First, they take their shirt off. Second, when they hear our songs, then they take they skirts off. Third, she gon' serve us. Mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all. I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga. I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend, and I ball, and I ball every day. Every day my weekend, we gon' ball.
Every day my weekend,
and I ball, and I ball every day my weekend, we gon' ball.
This filing segment. This music's a little too boring. This filing segment been brought to you by the best kava and crate and bar around Southeast Botanicals in Largo, 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. And B is for Bula. For people that don't know, when you say Bula, that's like the kava version of saying cheers. If you go to Southeast Botanicals and you tell Colin Hollister I sent you, he'll hook you up. 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, Bula. Open Monday through Sunday, 3 p.m. to midnight. This is also being brought to you by Deezy Beezy Honey. DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 and CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey sticker or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. The best pre and post workout around. FORTIFEYE.com. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North. That's in St. Petersburg. You go there. Tom, I sent you. That'll hook you up. WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. On that invoice, Tom, I sent you. Let me tell you about the best barber around. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. And that is in Tampa. But you got to sign up ahead of time. You can't just go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No. Go to richkbarber.com. Sign up today. Finally, are you mentally ill like me? And you live in Florida or Maryland? CounselingOnCall.net. All right. And come back on Happy Hour and keep this party going. But first, oh, you know, I should probably press play. Question to the mentally ill out there. The people that say, I don't need medicine. Trust me, you do. And you're hurting everyone else around you. Funk that. I'm just being honest. No one's going, oh my God, he's not on his meds. We appreciate that. Be an okay person. And maybe I'll start taking your meds.
Hey, this is Fish Calloway, and you are listening to my best friend, Ryan Hoppy. He taught me who the hell writes this? Did he write this? Why would he write this? It's Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
He is the misfit of radio, and he is fine with that.
I'm just getting over the computer freezing on me.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Now, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Today on TMZ.
Okay. Michelle Obama, she now says she has never thought of leaving Barack.
I don't believe that.
There's been one moment in our marriage where I thought about quitting.
She acknowledges we have been through rough times, but there has never been a single day where I considered quitting my man.
And maybe that's why you're so miserable.
There have been multiple days.
Kelly Ripa thinks morning sex is disgusting.
It really is. My penis is never ready.
He wants to do it in the morning?
Only in the morning. Already pre-disgusted for tomorrow morning.
In the morning when your mind isn't still waking up, it's just the best.
With girls, we want to have our teeth brushed. We want to look pretty.
Girls don't realize you don't always need to look pretty. Sometimes in the morning when you look a little messy and a little washed up from last night with the makeup all over, that's hot.
A little mascara, a little makeup. Mascara?
Wow, this is so telling.
It's such an LA girl thing.
Amaya from Love Island explained everything that happened when Sierra had left the villa.
Out of nowhere, she did disappear. I was like, Nick, where's Sierra? We all genuinely did not know.
Well, what did Nick think? That's who I want to hear from.
I want to hear from Sierra. I want to know what she thinks about Nick. I left, and then you're making out with another girl 2 seconds later? What, you're supposed to be exclusive with me?
Oh my God, imagine her during an argument. She'd never shut up.
What was he going to do? He's on Love Island.
Hoppy, you work in news. What does the word exclusive mean?
Nobody else has it.
No, it doesn't. It means you got it first.
WWE superstar Damian Priest, we got him out in New York, and we asked, do you expect Bad Bunny to come back to the ring anytime soon?
Whenever he's ready.
Professional wrestling is more athletic than just about any sport.
It's not sport. It's entertainment.
It's a sport. What's the definition of sport?
Sport requires competition.
question.
You have to win to be sport.
Yes, this is winner.
Are the Cleveland Browns a sport?
Sorry to my Cleveland listeners.
Rumors have been swirling that the Obamas are kaput. But recently, Michelle had a very special guest on her podcast to set the record straight.
It's my husband, y'all.
She took me back.
It's so freaking fake. It's so fake.
Michelle Obama finally had her husband on her podcast to address all of the rumors that their marriage is on the rocks.
There hasn't been one moment in our marriage where I thought about quitting.
That's such a boomer thing. Let's just be miserable rather than just call it quits. Whatever. They wonder why they're so miserable, man. They wonder why.
My man.
Well, they seem solid, but to really get insight into the Obamas, we have to talk to someone who knows them.
I've read books on both of them.
Knows them through the wonderful world of reading.
Both of their books talked about this, that when he was in the state legislature in Illinois, and he was going to Springfield all the time, and they lived in Chicago, she was the one who had to do everything, and it put a huge strain on their marriage.
Yeah, he kind of thought about himself first.
But the intimation, the takeaway from that book was, it was on the rocks.
Well, Michelle does admit they had their hard times, but ultimately...
I have become a better person because of the...
Because of the other dudes that bang me out.
Man I'm married to.
Well, I don't know, there you go. It also made you famous.
Brother.
There's death.
Let me rewind this, all right, I hear.
I'm going to call my brother, Rob. There's a few things about him that I read, and instead of me answering for him, I'm going to call him and let him answer some of them.
Khloe Kardashian going straight to the source to clear up any false narratives about reclusive brother, Rob.
Yeah, he is the definition of reclusive.
Rob's doing great. He really is. I just want Rob to do what's best for him and what makes him happy.
Oh, sure.
You're on Khloe in Wonderland right now. And this episode is about rumors. And the reason why I'm calling you is because some of the rumors are pertaining to you. And I felt who's better to address them than you.
The siblings got right into it, with Khloe asking Rob why he decided to take a step back from the limelight.
There's definitely nothing wrong between any of us. It just has everything to do with myself. I don't want to be filming and putting myself in a position where I'm not comfortable. Like, I'm not comfortable in my skin. So.
He's not a talented like you.
So why would I want to go be on camera and just be vulnerable?
I love that. Tell your mama no.
Everyone has their issues, and for me, it's been like my insecurities and gaining weight.
I mean, that's just how I've been. I haven't been comfortable with myself in years.
There's 856-49-HOPPY.
Denise Richards has been granted a temporary restraining order against her estranged husband, Aaron Pfeiffer's, alleging that he abused her and even threatened to kill her throughout.
Listen.
Their marriage.
You can be with a woman who drives you freaking nuts. Oh, they can drive us crazy. Well, once you hurt them, you're a loser.
In her domestic violence restraining order request, obtained by Access Hollywood on July 17th, the actress claimed that her spouse would yell and call her profanities, as well as become physical with her during their 7-year marriage.
You've lost every argument once you decide to put your hand on a woman.
She also alleged that he owns, quote, at least 8 unregistered guns and multiple bulletproof vests.
Small dick energy.
Claiming that he previously told his wife if he used them, quote, no one would be able to track them.
He sounds like a good guy.
In the court documents, the former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills detailed multiple disturbing allegations of violence, including claiming that once Aaron struck her in the eye back in January 2022, while a, quote, female family member was present. She alleges, quote, a police officer who was in the parking lot, where officers often stop to complete paperwork or use the restrooms, approached the door after hearing the yelling. After the officer left, Aaron resumed screaming, then used the heel of his palm to strike me in the eye while calling me a. The family member present witnessed the assault and immediately retrieved frozen food to reduce the swelling. Richards added a photo from the alleged incident,
poor baby,
claiming, a true and correct copy of a picture of my black eye is attached here. She then went on to claim that she had to cancel professional meetings, with her husband allegedly insisting she lie about how she got the bruise. The reality star also alleged that she had threatened to call the cops throughout his alleged abuse, claiming that he repeatedly screamed at her.
What a loser. Make amen like that.
She also claimed she had been afraid to file because he, quote, repeatedly threatened to kill himself and me if I reported him to the police.
What a pussy.
Among his other threats of harm to me and himself if he is reported for his abuse to anyone. In her filing, Richards requested for Pfeiffer's to return her laptops, pictures, cell phones, and more, and that he be barred from using, delivering, copying, printing, or disclosing any of the content from any of her electronic devices.
That seems pretty, fine.
The Wild Thing star also alleged that Pfeiffer's previously went through her laptop and, quote, through my iCloud account, synced my messages.
That's creepy. He just looks like a sociopath.
Mm-hmm. The grocery chain Trader Joe's has announced it will open 30 new locations as well as 15 more parking spots.
I don't know if y'all...
Here is Jelly Roll filling in for Kimmel.
All seen or heard, but a photo of Conor McGregor's junk has been making the rounds.
I did.
That's right. Conor allegedly DM'd a picture to a woman of his wang with a weight hanging on it. Yeah. I'll be honest, y'all. I might be new to exercising, but I think he's doing it wrong.
That's not bad.
A video from a recent Coldplay concert is sparking affair rumors after it showed a company's CEO and HR executive on the Kiss Cam.
I love the HR executive part.
She's the head of HR. So today she had to call herself into her own office.
God, Fallon must have hired some new actors. He has been so freaking funny lately. Trust me, when Jimmy Fallon's funny, you'd know we're living in a bizarro world.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Make a chain swing. Pimps and the players gon' do the damn thing. Coming in the club, taking over streets, taking over main with them choked out beats. Got them on charge, got them on lock. Everywhere we go, guaranteed to blow the spot. Messages to them haters, trying to play them gators. Bullets gon' blaze you, nothing is gonna save you. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. The ball's out a lot, cause you know I call it shots. Stacking paper like them baking sodas in the pot.
We got the remix, we got the drones. We got them getting down on the floor.
We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Never did, pretty good. Hey, shout it, let me see you get loose. We getting
choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Pop a Patron with a mean lean. Yeah. Well, tilted and representing my home team. Super ugly with a stack of money, it's a Gator King. By the bar, commence the pimping, it's a Gator thing. Tell them how we do it, Joe. Gator ones, rims spinning. And I ain't even driving, I'm just parking lot pimping. Slide off in the club, finna manage in the tipsy. So fresh, so clean. Swagger in my lip, and what it is. What it do? What it do? Come on, shout it, let me see you get loose. If you bought it, you can get some great goo. And VIP, I'm putting my hands on you. Hey, we got the remix, we got the drones. We got them getting down on the floor. We
getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Never did, pretty good. Hey, shout it, let me see you get loose. We getting
choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Don't be putting no chases in my drink. I want two high liggas, pimp. Yeah. Smoke, drink, smoke, drink.
smoke, drink, smoke,
keep your stay bent, all on the earth, I don't even care, speech all slurred, nothing in my cup, shit is all girl,
y'all hiding the motherfucker making up words, looking like men, I like them light skin, two at a time, y'all I'm 20 twin twin, Patron and Grey Goose, Mega Ray and Seagram's gin, stay together in my glass like they all best friends, I can't walk, I can't talk, joking from the day to the dark, teeth off a square but my goons don't pee, it's drinks on you, all eyes on me, and niggas with me drinking dumb, Henny mixed with Remy Ma, party going all night, when we kick it hard, niggas let they smoke out, they be getting choked out, mix it with some liquor nigga, we be getting drunk out,
we be getting choked out, choked out, we be getting choked out, choked out, we be getting choked out, choked out, choked out, we be getting choked out.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. A-F-U-E-R-A Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself. yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Let him.
What's happening?
Question to my cousin, who is gay, who blocked me on social media because he's a Trump supporter. Do you hear yourself? You're gay, which is fine. But your president doesn't think that. Man, funk that. I mean, maybe I'm crazy. I'm not. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I do. But you're literally supporting someone that doesn't support you.
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 104.7 FM Tampa Bay, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Wow! Happy Hot Topic!
Hear that sinister laughter? I don't think that was necessary because you know Chris Martin's had affairs.
Caught on candid camera. During one of Coldplay's recent concerts, the band pokes fun at a couple featured on their Jumbotron.
Like, you should have just moved on. You know that is not the bro code.
A viral clip of the moment posted to social media July 16th shows a gray-haired man with his arms wrapped around a blonde woman. Enjoying the UK band's Music of Spheres world tour stop.
I bet they're never listening to Coldplay again.
But Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts, July 16th. However, as soon as the pair notices their faces on the big screen, the man quickly ducks out of frame while...
Well, they're stupid. They should have just kept, like, relaxing. When you make it so obvious and you get out of the frame... You look like morons!
However, as soon as the pair notices their faces on the big screen, the man quickly ducks out of frame while the woman covers her face, seemingly embarrassed.
And I've heard the CEO, I was reading online, I mean, you gotta be careful what you read online, but it was saying that this isn't his first time.
Causing lead singer Chris Martin to jokingly call out the couple for avoiding the kiss cam.
It's not fair. It's a team bonding experiment.
Whatever, then. There you go. Here's this. This made me a little mad.
Peacock is raising prices by $3 for subscribers starting.
Oh, screw off. When you guys were $2.99 a month, that was cool, but it's so expensive to watch. Everyone loves Raymond. Screw you!
Next week, the premium package is going to cost you
$10.99 for Peacock. Get the hell. Well, I guess it is football season. Uh-oh.
Month, the premium plus level, $16.99.
Screw you and your greedy self.
The company is also testing a new select tier for $7.99 a month.
All right, whatever then. God.
I love these boomers. Oh, the prices are going to go down soon. The price, another, that doesn't seem to be. I'm waiting. It's like that Eminem song. I'm patiently waiting. When they're going to go down? So, Dave Portnoy and Barstool just signed a big deal at Fox Sports. So, that's honestly kind of motivating. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like them. Mm-hmm. But I like them. New Heights, the podcast with Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, is on hiatus. Oh, no.
Jessica Alba's next chapter includes dating actor Danny Ramirez.
He just seemed like he's got BDE and a lot of stamina.
At the 44-year-old's divorce from Cash Warren. Per multiple outlets, Alba started a new romance with the 32-year-old.
Oh, yeah, he's bringing the ruckus.
A rising cinema star after turns in Top Gun Maverick. In 2025's first MCU entry, Captain America Brave New World.
I'll be sure I'm not to see it. Let me skip over because of copyright. I don't want to mess with Disney.
Trust anyone.
The two were spotted together returning from a Cancun getaway on July 14th,
whatever.
6 months after Alba and her husband of 16 years shared they're going their separate ways.
You know, Cash Warren cried himself to sleep.
E! News has reached out.
I read that big time and it didn't happen.
Out to Alba and Ramirez's reps for comment, but has not yet heard back.
Whatever, no.
The healthy living entrepreneur revealed in January her and Cash had called it quits.
All right, we don't need to recap the past.
You know what's up? The phrase bounce back after pregnancy. Oh my God. Kylie Kelce is.
I love Kylie Kelce. She's got big boob energy.
Is not going to lie when it comes to her body image after having babies. The podcast host, who's also mom to daughters Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett, and Finley, with husband Jason Kelce, is not a fan of discussing a woman's body before, during, or after pregnancy. She aired some of her frustrations about certain phrases on the July 17th episode of her podcast, Not Gonna Lie.
Oh, it's f***ed up. The phrase bounce back after pregnancy.
That is.
Oh my God. Here's the problem. Every single person I've seen grow a human being and pop them out have rebounded in their own time.
She also notes that there's some things that moms simply can't bounce back from. So for Kylie, she preferred to keep her body out of the conversation entirely.
Also,
like tightness.
There are some things that we as women who have just grown humans cannot bounce back.
Some body scars.
Can't bounce back my stretch marks.
Honey.
They're with me forever. Do I like them? Let's be honest. No. I liked when my tummy didn't have a bunch of little ridges in it.
But shut up.
Guess what? It does. Do I still look damn good? Yes.
Hell yeah, now lunging. You sit on my lap.
She also admits that the phrase pits women against each other with comparisons and sets unrealistic expectations.
Cut it out.
What is?
We do not need to compare ourselves, ladies. Wow. You don't need to compare yourselves to the person you were before you had kids because, newsflash, she didn't have kids.
All right, damn. Wendy Williams. You can't just talk about Wendy Williams without playing the theme. The club favorite. Here's Wendy Williams on the bump. Right here.
There you go. There you go. You're TMZ.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
My birthday celebration.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Thank you.
Any plans for your birthday tomorrow?
Celebrating with you.
Yep, I'll be there.
A great friend of mine from my show.
Oh, okay, what are you wishing for on your birthday?
Freedom!
Out of guardianship.
Okay.
And she looks so mentally ill.
Okay.
All right, that's
What do you plan on discussing at dinner?
Hi, Wendy.
What to eat?
Hey, girl.
This is my attorney.
Yeah, she never got the, what's his name? The one that represents ASAP Rocky. The name's not coming to me. Joe Tacopina. She never got him.
That's my friend right there, too.
She probably should have hired him.
Mm-hmm. I called my dad and I was like, have you heard this rumor? He's like, I don't believe it.
George W. Bush apparently isn't here for the rumor mill when it comes to a fellow former president.
Oh, wow, George Bush. Whatever.
Jenna Bush Hager revealed on today, July 17th, that she asked her dad about gossip surrounding Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's marriage, sharing that he not only shut down the divorce speculation, but let her know he wasn't too happy to be questioned in the first place.
I called my dad.
Yeah, you know he's a spicy dad. He's got that tax in prison.
And I was like, have you heard this rumor? He's like, I don't believe it. It's not true.
You know, you've probably cheated on your wife before.
True. And I'm like, okay, love you. You know, like, he was like kind of mad that I called to even ask.
All right. Trust me, there's multiple reasons why he's mad.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Sagittarius, birthday November 27. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking, they be fame and torturing them with the bullshit they handing out. Pull the twist to make a wish and blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Sagittarius, birthday November 27. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking, they be fame and torturing them with the bullshit they handing out. Pull the twist to make a wish and blow the candles out. Pull the all white phantom out. I'ma kill them with the pants and the shirt and the shoes and the hat with the shades and the chain and the watch is the reason I be standing now. That's where ice and spin that cake while I lick the icing off the cake. Uh-huh. It's Twista B Day, y'all. Come on, everybody, with the twist and everybody ring. Do it like my birthday. Come on. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. All day.
Just the beginning, it only gets better. Now wear my hat, now wear my shirt. We'll never do it like the last day on earth. And if you really want to spill on the deal, you will sound like a mug. Yeah, fly in the mug. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. Do it, do it.
It's going down,
do it like
man.
My birthday.
Hey. Sound like the team. Gucci bag matching Gucci pumps, shoes matching the belt, skirt matching the blouse, chain matching the ring. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, I got so many haters. Why is so many hating? Sick like a mental patient. I floss like a dentist patient. This shit testing my patience. Sick ain't working my nerves. I'm getting spending that money like the first and the third.
Long gay skin blowing cushion the wind just like. Hey, yeah, popping no tags, these diesels busting the sag. Come on, whip it when I'm going hard to get a gone mad chop. Models all around me, so I'm buying up the bar. I'm a hood star and I'm partying like a rock star. Only at my pick game, meaning you can't upgrade me, mommy. I'm the guap green king, right? Like, do it like I'm doing, like I'm doing, like I'm doing, like I'm doing, like I'm doing. Like my birthday, every day. Do it like my birthday. Do it, I do it, I do it. Do it like my birthday. You did. That's what we say around here. Tripped out, bling with the fresh gear. Keep it cock, snake skin, buck 50 hat, candy painted, old school, rolling around in four flats. Hit the liquor store, mix the Remy with the
Pedro, rolling on the 94, looking for them sexy old. I'm calling me Kelly, cause I'm a flirt. Fucking VIP,
I do it like my birthday, I do it like it hurts. Hey, okay. Watching these badges, just do it in the worst way. I'm a winner, mama, I am in the first place. Catch me on the dance floor, throwing up my birthplace. I'm an animal, I woke up on a Monday, and subsequently, I ain't go to sleep till it was Thursday. It's a shot of Patron and blow a birthday. Get up with a bitch, you can take her home on the first day. Burger King, mama, you can have it your way, or I can bring another bitch and y'all can do it her way. Hotel room, do not disturb way. That's how I'ma do it when I do it like my birthday.
Oh yeah, that was Sound Master T and various artists with Do It Like My Birthday. Question. For the last 9-10 years to the late night talk show host, why do you think people want to hear about politics before they go to bed? Your opinion is not changing the world. Funk that. You come off like pretentious douchebags. No one cares. No one's impressed. No one's going, oh my God, you changed the way I think about things.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
If the movie Project X was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Door is closing.
Something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez Bezos' wedding shrouded in secrecy, leading many to wonder whether A-list stars sign on a particular dotted line. A few weeks after their high-profile nuptials, Sarah Foster setting the record straight on the world's first podcast. After sister Erin inquired over speculation surrounding non-disclosure agreements. Quote, absolutely not.
No, I don't believe them.
No one signed NDAs.
Don't believe it.
The star-studded affair attracting the likes of Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King, the Kardashian family, Usher, Orlando Bloom.
Usher.
And more big names.
Whatever. I don't want to hear about everybody that went. So we'll get to Stephen Colbert in a second. But Jimmy Kimmel said FUCBS on Instagram last night. Oh, you're so tough.
Kourtney Kardashian is keeping up with the rumors. After sharing a bikini selfie from her vacation in Portofino, Italy, the reality star is addressing speculation that she's expecting yet again. With a social media user commenting on the July 17th Instagram post, you can tell from the bikini reflection photo Kourtney is pregnant again.
She clapped back at the haters, right?
To which Court cheekily responds, or breastfeeding, eating gelato, focaccia, pasta, not working out, and living my best damn life, baby.
You're doing you, boo, but you're a little too, what's the word, sensitive. Yeah.
Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes, NBA drama, living out the dreams, ex-wives wildin', stories about the queens, dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all, from scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe. MJ to Kobe, legends in the game. Shaq's big presence, true Hall of Fame. Hoppy spills the tea, ain't playing tame. Behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Hoppy's loose and he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall.
Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson make their red carpet debut. The Dallas Mavericks player appears to confirm rumors he's dating Megan Thee Stallion.
Hell yeah, tap dance.
With their first public appearance as a couple on the carpet at Megan's Pete and Thomas Foundation Gala. Yeah. For the occasion, Megan wore a gorgeous black halter dress.
She looks so good.
Klay matched her style in a classic tuxedo. The red carpet hard launch comes a day after Klay seemingly teased their relationship on Instagram by showing a pic of himself kissing a woman with her back facing the camera.
Spank it.
In addition to a photo of himself holding hands with a woman with long purple nails.
All right, there's a... And then here's what Russell Westbrook said at the ESPYs. I forgot to play this.
I may be biased, but I don't think there's anything cooler in a basketball game to get a triple-double. Like I said, I'm...
He's, you know, trying to troll the world.
Maybe biased, though.
So there's that. And then finally...
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show.
No! What are we going to do with all your liberal propaganda?
May. And...
This is what happens when you talk about the executives, you know?
Stephen Colbert is speaking out on the shocking cancellation of The Late Show. The TV host acknowledged that the long-running talk franchise will wrap its three-decade run in May 2026.
They're just trying to save money.
Sharing on the July 17th broadcast that the news was a surprise to him, too.
Yeah, he's like, what am I going to do? I'm almost 70.
As he'd only found out less than 24 hours earlier.
Before 61. We start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late...
He's never made me laugh once he replaced not failing Letterman.
Late Show in May. And...
Sounds like Jerry Springer's crying.
Yeah, I share your feelings.
No, you know. You're free! Go away! Never come back!
Probably stunned crowd didn't hold back when responding, and Colbert went on to note that the decision isn't just about his exit, but the show's as a whole.
Get alive!
Yeah, I share your feelings. It's... Not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show.
Which you did a bad, terrible, awful job of replacing Letterman.
On CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Bye! You failed!
He also took time to thank those who were devoted viewers and staffers throughout his time.
Yeah, liberals that just wanted to think about Trump all day. The ones with Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm at the helm.
And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience,
whatever,
who have joined us.
This is what my sex life sounds like.
The audience who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night.
Whatever, then. And you're a pretentious douchebag.
And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 200 people that watch. I was like, yeah, that sounds a little more accurate.
Show.
Yeah, they're all out of gems.
We get to do this show for each other.
Yeah, that's the problem. You did a show for each other, but not for the audience.
Every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years.
And it wasn't funny.
Let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it.
Nah, I think we need a lot of rest. It should have just ended with Letterman.
So The Late Show was the top-rated network program in its time slot and nominated for an Outstanding Talk Series Emmy just days earlier. CBS executives shared in a press release that the cancellation was, quote, purely a financial decision.
Well, we are losing money as a country.
Fans and celebrities reacted to the news across social media, with many pointing out that CBS parent company Paramount Global recently agreed to pay President Trump $16 million as a settlement in his lawsuit that claimed 60 Minutes had misleadingly edited its interview with Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. And Colbert shared his take on the settlement in an on-air monologue days before the cancellation went public.
Now, I believe this kind of complicated financial settlement with a sitting government official has a technical name in legal circles. It's big fat bribe.
And you know what happens when you talk about your company's big fat bribe? You get a big fat cancellation. As annoying as companies can be, talking about them gets you fired.
TikTok, toxic juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker, silent vibe is coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
He probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.